a constant of history that nations which start wars find it very hard to stop them. Max Hastings, from Inferno, The World at War, 1939 to 1945. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and it's time again for our Tuesday book review. Now, last week, when I was reviewing Spain in Our Hearts, I mentioned that this week we'd be talking about a book about World War II, because the book about Spain was a nice interlude between World War II and the earlier book about the First World War by Martin Gilbert that we looked at several weeks back. As was the case with that book on the First World War and the earlier book that I talked about some time back, Battle Cry of Freedom by James McPherson, I'm trying to find books that are one-volume histories of the entire conflict, because there are a lot of multi-volume histories out there, but who has time for that? Some do, most don't. So today's book on World War II is Inferno, The World at War, 1939 to 1945, by Max Hastings. Now, when it comes to World War II, you may be wondering why there's a need to read books at all anymore, given the number of excellent documentaries that can be found on pretty much every streaming service. I know Netflix has several about the First World War that are outstanding. And that's part of the reason that I'm recommending this particular book. All of those documentaries are great at showing the details of the battles, strategies, political events leading up to the war, but most of them leave out the human aspect, partly because there's only so much time to tell the story. Max Hastings also covers the battles and strategies and the political aspects, but unlike the documentaries, he focuses on everyday people, the soldiers, the civilians, the people that survived the siege of Stalingrad. And it gives a more human dimension to the story that a lot of times we miss. You know, we forget, I've said this many, many times on this podcast, that history isn't just dates and events, but the people who shaped those dates and events and made things happen. So a book like this is important to read, especially as we get further and further away from the time of the war, and there are sadly fewer and fewer people alive today who lived through it. Now, I don't know if something like this matters to you as a reader, but this book did win the Pritzker Prize for Military History, and it was a New York Times notable book for history as well. It's also not a small book, which you wouldn't expect for something that covers the entire years of World War II. It runs about 800 pages. I think it's a little over 700 if you get the original hardback, and with the paperback it's 800 pages. But it reads fast. It's an engaging read. If I have one complaint about the book, and those of you that have listened to my earlier reviews will say, "What is this guy's hang up with maps?" I have a problem that there are no maps. Of the books I've reviewed, the only one so far that had decent maps was the book about World War I. This one doesn't seem to have any, which is fine, but I'm just somebody that likes maps, and if you are as well, you're not going to find any here. It does have excellent photographs, including many that I had never seen before, and I've seen a lot of photographs of the World War II period. So if you're looking for a good one-volume history, and there are a lot out there, but if you're looking for one that is very readable and takes a little bit different look at the war than we normally get through the documentary-style things we see on TV, check out Max Hastings' Inferno, The World at War, 1939 to 1945. Now, I'm not sure if I will continue, at least weekly, the Tuesday book review, because things have gotten busy and I haven't had as much time to read. I do hope to still be able to do at least one a month, maybe two a month, but we'll see how time goes. In any case, have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you're finding this podcast both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll help us create more content and go a long way toward making this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.